In the beginning, we say, don't flush the toilet. Flush the toilet. Where you come from? Why are you here? What's your story? Where you come from? Where you come from? Why are you here? What's your story? Where you come from? What's your story? Where you come from? What's your story? Where you come from? Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Crappy Awesome. I'm your host, Kill C-Ray. I'm having the pleasure of sitting with our producer, Hip Hop Eddie.
Yes, what's going on, man?
Who's like in for Arash, because Arash is on sabbatical. Mm-hmm. He's finding himself.
Yes.
No, but he's away building a company. So we're going to have him in soon, right?
Like, yeah,
come
we
and
will.
Talk about...
Let the people know what's going on with him.
Yeah, because people miss him a little bit, I think.
Who is it again?
The guy who used to be on the show.
Oh, yeah. The tall one, right?
The tall one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Arash. Follow Mr. Arash at burnerpodcast.com and at Mr. Arash on Instagram and Twitter and all that goodness. You can follow me at Kill C-Ray on everything. And
yeah.
You, man.
Me? Oh,
you.
Yeah. Oh, OG Hip Hop Eddie on everything too, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, you changed it to everything now,
everything,
right?
Everything, yeah, man.
Nice, man. So, OG Hip Hop Eddie, Kill C-Ray, Crappy Awesome Podcast. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or wherever podcasts are found, you can go over to platformcollection.com right now. Make sure you follow all the podcasts, because we're not the only one. We're part of a huge network that includes the Tumex Hologram Podcast. It includes 60 East Podcast, Life on the Road. It includes Merz's Felipe's Garage. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's tons, man. Bars Weekly. Just go there. Check out all the podcasts and check out the content. There's new content every day with really dope artists in like this huge combination of scenes that we cover, spanning all the way to Texas. Shout out to the newest member of the podcast network, Clements. The Clements Show,
yes.
Right out of Austin, Texas, giving you some really cool insight on the Austin, Texas hip-hop scene and abroad. And, yeah, he's got season one starting already. He's, I believe, three episodes in? Yeah, three episodes by now? Yeah, I think.
Yes.
So go there, check it out, platformcollection.com. Yo, man. So this week we got the homie Enz. Enz has been on the show a few times now, right?
He has, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Locally grown collective. We got a chance to stop in at Enz's house. This interview took place at his home. We'd been there a few times for various things. It's kind of like a little hip-hop gathering point.
Definitely, yes.
A lot of artists have been through Enz's house, and we get to talk to him. I feel like Enz is at that place right now where he's about to level up, you know?
Oh, definitely, yes.
He's putting out really, really high-quality work. It's very evident that him and his team, Locally Grown, are very hard workers, because you don't get that kind of output without putting in that kind of work. I think that we dip into a lot of really cool conversations, and we cover a lot of cool topics. A lot of the insight on what has made Enz the man who he is today, because he's ever evolving. He's very open about that. He's constantly trying to learn and change. But I can tell you, I don't know if you felt it, Eddie, like there's definitely a maturity that Enz.
Oh, yeah, man. He's grown up.
Yeah.
In many ways, you know, and we're like, I felt like we were on like on the same energy wave when we were there. The way he was talking, what he was saying, I was like, oh, so he's there.
Yeah. And right, he was, I think he said like his favorite book, you'll hear him talk about it, but he talks about The Four Agreements, which is an amazing book. You should check that out, Eddie. It's it's a really good read. But it is one of those like life-changing books if you take it to heart. I've heard from many of people. I just started in on it, and so it seems pretty cool. But I actually had read it like a long time ago, I think when I was in high school or something. But I didn't pay attention.
That would be me, yeah.
Yeah, because I was doing fun stuff. But now...
You're not doing fun stuff.
Now you need some guidance. Can't just be fun. But yeah, man. So this is Enz from Locally Grown Collective. Check out his music all throughout the episode. And once again, make sure you check us out at platformcollection.com. And we'll talk to you after the interview. Rough and rugged, I keep busting, ducking, thinking nothing of it, never getting comfy. Tell me hungry, ugly, give it to me, understand me fully, know that war is coming. Low grown in the house, building castles from the ground. She might drop it down, turn the fake cast to bounce. Like a fake check, just bounce, I ain't here to play games. You think fame really fades, but I ain't gonna change. I go out of my way to display something fake. Living life every day, Hollywood in my face. Boom bap is my home, but I crush anything. They cannot box me in. All I do is think big. What's the mix up? Must have missed ya. Point of views in my picture. Fuck a Facebook, Snapchat, Insta. If it wasn't for supporters, it'd be it, bruh. All these hip hop fans getting stricter. If they ain't advancing, that's when it slipped up. How the fuck you go to life not to switch up? Things gotta change and I gotta evolve. So I hit the gas, going fast. That's why I hit the gas, going fast. Got more where that came from, it's cooking right now. Dollars gotta make some, it's cooking right now. It's cooking right now. So I hit the gas, going fast. That's why I hit the gas, going fast. Got more where that came from, it's cooking right now. Dollars gotta make some, it's cooking right now. It's cooking right now. Check 1, 2, what it do? It's got odd rules. If you sleeping, let me give you clues. Born in 91, fucking with 92. Weak MCs get bruised. Come with bars, they get turned into food. Coldest crew out in the juice. I'm on my low grown. Throwing up L's like a loco. I'm really not, I'm just woke though. Let my actions be the promo. Let me let go like I'm supposed to. Got scars that I heal with vocals. Hot spots make the block hot. Touch it high, the clock watch. But I'm broke in my soft spots. So the product must be proper. You know top notch till we pop off. My misconduct, if no options. Happens often with the coffins. The road rocky, they all falling. It don't cost me when they cross it. I've been all sick. In honor, I'm a rock click. You know they call in. So I hit the gas. Yeah, because it does feel like that. It feels like you've put in the time now. And like, I remember thinking like way back, I was like, man, like, it's crazy how like this is going to be like, this scene is like coming up. And I mean like, you, when I say scene, I mean like so many people, not even like one area, like just the, basically our homies. Yeah. And now you are the scene, you know what I mean? Like that, it is you guys, you know what I mean? Like, and it's so crazy to see, like, do you ever look back and like, do you get time to like sit there and reflect?
It was just a part of me in time.
Yeah.
Like a picture, you know, in audio. So it's cool to go back and like just like still like be able to talk to the people that you talk to because you maintain a good relationship and like still being cool, like if it was day one, no matter like nothing else was involved, to see them grow and be happy and genuinely be happy is like cool. Like I'll see you there.
What do you feel like has been, because lately I've really been on, man, is like I've liked to talk to like our friends, like our mutual friends and people, you know, really doing it. Like, what have been like some of the surprises you had, like what you thought an independent artist was going to be and what an independent artist really is?
Damn. It's big. Like, it's a big question.
Like everything, right?
It's a big, big, big question. And like the best answer is just, you know, I like to go by the outwork. Everybody in the room, as Dwayne Johnson would say,
yeah,
like there's no science to it.
Yeah,
it's literally one of those things. Like they say, like just put it out there, wing it, make mistakes, learn from it, execute again. It's like,
yeah,
you gotta wing it, and you gotta be brave. Like, you know, like,
that's big.
I just believe, like, yo, like I'm. Like, I already fuck with myself heavy, like, so if I can pull this off because I believe, then other people will believe.
Absolutely.
Like, because you've already given yourself that blue check mark on IG.
yeah. I mean, it's true, though, man. Like,
yeah.
Eddie said something the other day, like, the only people who don't make it are the people who quit. Like, and that shit is, like, it sounds very simple.
It is.
But, like, that shit is, like... when you think about like what that really means, like the long game is always being played if you're smart, right? Like you're always playing a long game. Like that short game, we all know that. Like it's cool to celebrate small wins, and I think you should take time to celebrate small wins because you stack them up.
Yeah.
But if that's all you're about, like it you have a very short shelf life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes we want to chill. Sometimes my homies are like, what are we celebrating? Why are we going out? We made it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Are we rich? Or yeah, like, yeah, are we doing, like, did we already like get to something? Like,
yeah.
Or are we just celebrating just cause? So it's like, it's cool to chill and go out and be conscious, be like, no, like today's actually a work day. Like, what are we celebrating?
Yeah. It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true, man. Like, you've toured, you've released multiple projects. You know what I mean? Like, you have your hands in the label side. You have your hands in an organization side. I mean, you guys have become in what seems probably like to the outside a short period of time, but us in the know who know that this has been a grind. This has been like something you guys have put many hours into, but you guys have become like this prototype of how to like do an independent movement.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I know there's a team, you know what I mean? Like, I know the team is there.
Shout out to everyone, because, like, at the end of the day, like, I could drop the hardest song, but the team behind it that brings, like, everything else to life, like, is just a bunch of creatives. So, like, everybody out there that can relate, like, you can't do it on your own, you know? You gotta share that art.
Talk about the pressures of feeling like, or do you feel like I owe these people who've put their time into me? Do you feel like that?
That's very, very, that's another very good question. Like,
yeah,
I feel like being part of such a, like a dope, like strong energy field.
Yeah.
It, to me, it's like, it's inspiring, and it's like trading off energy. You're like, okay, like these guys are delivering work. Like, and it's really good work. Like, I like it. Like, I want to deliver some good work. Mm. So
That's a very good way to put it.
So we kind of just trade off on a good note. And whenever we put out projects, like, we're genuinely happy for our successes. Like, shout out to everybody that can do the same thing, because that means you're enjoying, like, others win, and then you're winning too. So it's like, you actually make yourself win that way, because you're not like thinking of the wrong things, you know? So
absolutely, so
it's like one of those things where you gotta just like be realistic. Like, who are you really like battling with? Like, or who are you going against? Mm. Like, you must be going against yourself, you know? And like, really just be realistic about it. So
yeah.
So that's why, like, I say on my music, on like this track that I haven't released, I say, my only enemy is my inner me. Like,
yeah,
like literally,
it's true.
Yeah,
it's absolutely true. I mean, like, it's, and you're like definitely one of those artists who's never been afraid to like lay it out. Like, you lay your heart out. You know what I mean? Like, you listen to your projects, and after your project, like, everyone knows like what you were going through during that time, because you put it out there.
Yeah,
right. And then I remember talking to you. Man, how long, Eddie, do you know how long it's been since he's been on? Almost a year, right?
A year.
Yeah, right. At least, right?
At least.
Yeah. So I remember the last time we were talking, you were at this point where you're like, yo, I'm about to release all this new music. And it's also like in a way that people have not really heard me. Like, you were like,
with Odd Rooted Veggies?
Yeah, yeah. And you were like, I'm going to like kind of spread my wings more. I'm doing different things. And you're like, I'm trying new stuff.
Yeah.
And now it seems very much like you've settled into that. Like, you've settled into like, yeah, I'm going to do whatever I want to do no matter what.
I feel like I'm all over the place sometimes, but it's good, because that's kind of like who I am as a person. Like,
exactly.
Like sometimes I want to like spread good vibes. Sometimes I mean, always good vibes, but like, I want to be realistic with myself and not have to like always like put myself in others like mm-hmm. shoes. I gotta, like, it's like a balance of like taking care of yourself, but also like serving the crowd that listens to you.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to be honest with yourself, but then you also have to be like, will these people connect to your to to the music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like I just be like, you know what, like I just have to be me, I have to be transparent. I have to, like, you know, of course I look at things on like on TV and I, or like, I don't even have a TV in my room. I don't know how long it's been. I just have a computer in there, yeah. Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like when I keep up with like what's going on right now with like the sound and the videos and everything, like, yeah, I'll get inspired and I'll see it. But I think about like how I can flip that or how can I make it weirder.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah. You just like make it more yours.
Kind of like, yeah. Like I try, you know, uh-huh. Like I try as much as I can. And then plus like I got like five filters that like will like state their opinion. Like they won't ever like tell me that needs to be changed, or like it'll just be like, yo, I personally think this could be it or
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Like and it's just it's good, you know?
Yeah. So, do you feel like you still at this point in your career, what like how do you look at opinions?
Man. Oh, I look at opinions as like good feedback.
Hmm. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's like, really dope. That's a healthy way to do it.
Like, it's good feedback.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, whatever you did, you made them react to it, whether if it was bad or good. And then they're telling you what they like and what they don't. So, like, that's good feedback right there. Like, why be, like, I used to look at it differently. Like, yeah. oh, you don't understand my art. you ain't fuck with the vision. Yeah. No, but it's like, now it's like, oh, like, sick, good, like, cool, thanks for the
dude, what,
for
what?
But if it's like genuine, like if it's like super mad, like YouTube comments or like,
yeah,
or like just like shit that you like you're writing like you hate me,
yeah,
like it's like, okay, you fucking love me, bro.
Yeah like, absolutely, you're taking time to hate me.
Yeah, you're like, you, yeah, for
what
sure.
what because I think that's so important, man. I think that's really dope that you think like that. Like, do you, what got you to that point?
Just like tangled in my own head, like, yo, like these people, like, you know, like just like I feel like not being as mature, like just like thinking, yeah, like, and like entitlement really is what it is. Like, yo, these people need to like my shit.
Yeah.
Like, no one, remember, you do it because you want to do it.
Yeah.
Like no one's supposed to like your shit. Like,
yeah.
Like you're supposed to enjoy the shit you make, like it, and perform it because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
And people will enjoy it with you. And it's like, not like, yo, guys, I'm here now at this place, like me.
Yeah.
I just performed here. Or, yeah. It's like, I think I'm past that. Like, I'm more like ready to like, to just like display the best shit that I've ever made.
Yeah.
And like, just like,
and be comfortable with it.
And be comfortable and give it to them like gladly. Like, and then just do it really, you know? Because like at the end of the day, like that's the main result. Like, how hard can you kill it? What can you do? Like, what steps did you take to create this crazy thing that you just created? Whether if it's like song, video, performance, you took it around the world, whatever it is, like, what did you have to do? Like, I'm at that point, like, instead of like thinking of like, you know,
like what it's going to be necessarily.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's crazy because this year, since I've been releasing, like literally, I feel like this year and like a chip of 2017, like maybe like half of it,
mm-hmm,
like I've been releasing the best music that I've ever made.
I agree. I mean, you never sounded better. Like, honestly, like,
yeah,
it feels like and it's not like you were ever, bro, you were never whack. At least not in my opinion.
No, I appreciate you. Like,
you know what I mean?
Like, to me, I know, like, in the beginning stages where I know, like, damn, that shit was whack to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, because I'm critiquing myself.
Right.
And like,
right.
I know like where you know?
Because you already knew in your head where you wanted it to be.
Yeah. Right. So like, I always heard it in my head what I wanted to be. And I still hear it. So like, even though I'm close, like, I'm that type of person that will like, I'll challenge myself to even go further. Like, and further and further, like how far can you take it? So like, even my friends tell me like I'm working on like music that to drop this year, and I'm working on the album, on an album.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like I'm just trying all these like things, and then I'm just consolidating one thing on the on album.
Yeah.
You know, like just kind of like make it cohesive and like making it sound good. But my friends are like, yo, like, just ghostwrite for people. And then like, I was like, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Why would you not?
To be in a room like full of other people creating some fire, and just for me to be there stating my opinion, like getting, you know,
getting a fat check.
Just
those hey, fools, man, are making the most money in the business right now, writers.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
You know what's trip, dude, is Eddie and I were talking about this on the way up. Like he was talking about like a friend who was like, you know, like a person who has like a 9-to-5, right? And
shout out.
Yeah. And it was weird because, you know, like parents, for instance, right? Like parents will be like, I'm sure most parents of artists would be happier if their artist kid was in a very stable, safe thing, right? It's just a natural, normal human thing to want them to be safe, because they see independent living is not that safe, right? Because they don't see it as a stable thing, right? But people who aren't in it don't understand necessarily how complicated it is, right? And like, there's ways, like I told Eddie, like, for me, I want to make music forever. So my retirement plan, like whatever that is, right? Like, I don't even really believe in retiring. Like, I don't understand what that really means, right?
Yeah.
Like, so the closest thing I have to that is Platform Collection. This, it allows me to continue to do other stuff, right? Whereas some people see like a 401k or like, you know, like their retirement plan as that thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the reality of the situation, right? Just the straight facts is that is no more stable.
No, nobody's safe.
Yeah, nobody's safe, dog. Like, nobody. Like, you might think that is, but that literally can go away tomorrow. Like, dude, they're already talking about, like,
it's crazy.
The people right now that are getting jobs right now probably are not going to have
and retirement. It's crazy because most artists, like, out there, like, I feel you guys. Yeah. Like, you guys want, like, you guys, like, hear it in your ear, like, you should just go to school and just follow the stigma of like
the system.
You're good, yeah. You're of the system, yeah. And like, it's crazy because a lot of people don't like to speak out, and like, I like to keep it like half and half because like I want to keep it good music, and I don't, and like, I also want to like be myself and throw a message, but like not be too like preachy down your throat,
right?
Like,
right, because it's not easy. It isn't an easy thing. Like, I don't blame anybody because, for not doing the stuff that we do.
Yeah,
like, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you can't blame them either. Like, it's just one of those things where you just have to fucking.
Bro. Like, I feel super blessed. Like, and I was thinking about just how what you were talking about, and how you're talking about your growth. And how you're talking about like the things that
my growth as a take a bong hit.
Yeah, as you you know, the things you have matured, and bro, you definitely have matured. You definitely have matured.
You know what?
But that's such a blessing to have gone down that path to end up what you are right now.
Yeah.
Right? Because for some people that never happens, dude. Like, it just never happens.
You know, I generally feel that statement where they say I feel filthy rich in spirit, mind, like I feel like I'm feeling like I'm, those are like, right. Those are the accounts that I've been feeling, like, even though I might not be satisfied with like of where I'm at now, like, you know, but at the same time, I feel like these accounts that other accounts
those
of
were
my
real
life
investments.
Like, I'm just like, I feel like sturdy. Like, I feel like life won't like knock me down easily.
Right.
You know, like, it's like a mind, body, and soul thing. And like, it's crazy because like, it, any market and anything you do, you just have to be aware of that. Like, you know, your mind, your body, your soul, like you just have to take care of it.
Yeah.
And that way you can like serve like the way you want to serve the world, your family, your friends, your purpose. Like, you got to do that, you know? And it's like, it's just everyday life shit. Like, you guys, like, I woke up late. I went to the gym super late today.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh shit, Platform Collection.
Yeah.
Like, you guys texted me and I was like on the treadmill, like, yo, I'm on my way. I'm on my way home right now. Like, and then like, I was like, I was late, but I went.
Yeah.
Like, I was supposed to go earlier.
Right.
But like, I didn't, that thought and that guilt didn't leave my head. Like, if I don't go right now, that can cost me one of the dopest performances that I might have.
It can cost you a peace of mind. You know what I mean? Which, like, is one of the most important things.
Yeah. Especially like for me, because I know what it takes for me to like deliver what I need to deliver.
Yeah.
So like now I hold myself accountable to those steps. Like,
that's dope.
Like I have to go work out. I have to go rehearse. I, I have to call these people, and I'll drive to any, like, where I need to drive to see you so we can rehearse. If you can't get to me, like, I'll get to you, because come that day, like, we can't mess up. Like, have to be like, who are these guys? Like, wow. Like literally that's
every
that's,
time.
Yeah. Like every time, like right. we try.
Yeah.
Like as much as like, we want to say every time, mm-hmm. like we have no control over like sure. anything.
So, but you
like,
try it.
But that's the goal, you know? Yeah. And especially like now with the internet, like, yeah, the internet might help you reach more peoples, but now there's more competition than ever.
Yeah.
You know, so like, what are you really putting out there right now?
That's
like,
truth, bro.
It's like,
that's what super
are,
truth.
What, like, what are you really putting out there right now?
Hit it up like, what it do? Can I kick it with you? I asked her, what's the news? She said, I'm looking for shoes. Pick it up around 8:55. Make it right on time. I'm waiting outside. Keep me with this line, give me 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes, I'll be outside, give me 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes, I'll be outside, give me 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes, I'll be outside, give me 5 more minutes, 5 more minutes, I'll be outside. I ain't her dude, I still wait a few.
Wait, hold up.
5 minutes have passed up, she in the house getting pampered. I don't know how to be patient, but I'ma learn cause you far from basic. With those hips, those thighs, and when you speak your mind. Inside and out, you are one of a kind. You don't need makeup, girl, just come outside. They do the most and you don't even try. I cannot wait till she hop in the ride. If I get lucky, she might even drive. I'm in the mood to kick it with you. Show you some place you ain't been to. Show you this game 100 proof, yeah. Hit her up like, what it do? Can I kick it with you? I asked her, what's the news? She said, I'm looking for shoes. Pick it up around 8:55. Make it right on time. I'm waiting outside. She be with this line. Give me 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. I'll be outside. Give me 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. I'll be outside. Give me 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. I'll be outside. Give me 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. I'll be outside. What it do?
What it do?
Have you found your shoes?
Have I found my shoes?
I'm sure they match with your outfit. You care so much cause you bout it. Fashion. Break every neck that's passing. Make me wanna fuck you with a passion. Just wanna give you satisfaction. Lights, camera, action. Crazy because nothing has happened. These are just the things that I imagine. This is just the way you make me feel. This is just the way I keep it real. And she even pay your own bills. Feel like you my type on the real. Saying I look hungry when you look like a meal. Nothing on the side, baby, tell me what's the deal. You can take control, I'll let go of the wheel. Yeah. Hit her up like, what it do? Can I kick it with you? I asked her, what's the news? She said, I'm looking for shoes. Pick it up around 8:55. Right on time, I'm waiting outside. Keep me with this line, give me 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes, I'll be outside. Give me 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes, I'll be outside. Give me 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes, I'll be outside.
Do you feel like with the internet, like, okay, let me ask you this, man, because you're definitely from a generation that was born into the internet, right?
Yeah, right. Like half of me.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Yeah. And a large part of your career has been due to very good work on the internet as well. Right. Like, so where do you feel like it's going? Like, we were talking about this today, like about, like, you know, the Spotify, internet? Like Spotify's changing everything again. Right. Yeah. Like SoundCloud changed everything. Bandcamp changed everything. Like Facebook changed. And now it's again to this point where music is once again in a very like free flowing way being streamed anywhere, anytime.
In my personal opinion,
yeah,
I think it's just gonna go back. Like it's gonna be a cycle. It's just like it might turn into winter, spring, summer, fall.
In
music.
Yeah,
because like one day it'll be internet. And like most of the people will want to have that access to like easy music. Like I just want to listen to it now. Like buy it now and like just easy, right?
Right.
And then there's gonna be a time where like they all just like maybe get tired of it, and then they're gonna go back to vinyl and they're gonna go back to cassettes.
We want to go find music.
We want to go find music again. Yeah. I don't know when that's happening, but you know what though? What I see is that there's artists that still have a fan base that buys physical copies. And what does that tell you?
Yeah.
That tells you that the energy that they're putting out is the right one for them to want to go buy it, or they want to go find your CD. It's like a lot of people are like, oh, the masses. It's like, no, it's like a percentage of people are fucking looking for music on their phones. And like, even like me, like, you know, but like, I have a little record player, and like every once in a while, I'll just go buy one because I want to listen to something new. And like, it's just like appreciating the different styles of where the music came from, whether if it's a cassette, a vinyl, your phone, digital. You know, digital is just like easy access, which is new era right now. Like, no one's using paper anymore that much. Like, everything is all files. So like, music's turning into files. Like, you know, but like I said, it's going to come back to like physicals, and like it still is. Like, there's still a lot of people that like the vinyl, but even though it might not be like the same.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, I still hear left and right people like, yeah, like your fans buy physicals, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now, who do you think now at this point in your career, like you've gone through. And you know, like I've had the pleasure of seeing you live. I've seen you interact with your fans. I've seen you, you know, reach out online. Like, what does an ENZ fan look like now?
Yo,
you know, yet?
Like, to be honest,
it's hard, right? Like, to figure that out.
No, but you know what though? I feel like it's just me still growing because there's people that you know off top. Like, that's a Psycho Realm fan.
I could tell.
Just have a definition of like, it's like energy. Like that's the energy they put out, and then those people connect with that, and like they're coming out with the tattoos and like
the uniform.
and like, you know, it's a cult, you know, it's a cult following.
Absolutely.
So it's like, it's cool. Like, it's really, really, really dope to like to see that. And as for me, like, I feel like there's still things that I'm working on that require that next level, you know?
Yeah.
Let me reword that, the next level requires.
Yeah.
You know, like, you want to get to a certain point, but it takes a certain you to do that.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Bars.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you want to do that, but it takes a certain you. And like, realistically, like, why am I going to be like making myself look like a fool on the internet when I could just like shut up, get out of the way, and then when you're gonna hear from me, you will hear from me.
You know? That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like your musical taste have changed a lot since you started?
It's been the same, bro. I used to listen to like, my mom used to listen to like that Spanish pop music.
Yeah.
And like, I would just like love the melodies, and then my uncle would be like a surfer dude, and he would listen to like Bob Marley, and like he would take me like to the beach, and like all we would bump was like Carole King, Bob Marley, Beatles, like,
wow, you
know, just like, wow, just like crazy, like endless, timeless music. So I was just like, wow, to that. And then just like being influenced by music by them, by their playlist. Like, they're not even musicians,
yeah,
but they were like, their music tastes were fucking fire.
Yeah.
So like, I was just, that alone was like, that got passed down to me, like, you know, like,
and you're still with that.
Yeah, I still listen to all that. Like, I like, you know, like my family out in, like, I have family out in Acapulco.
Yeah.
So like, I go out there and like they like reggaeton and they like dance music.
Yeah.
They love like different kind of music. So like, I can listen to everything. Like, I can listen to the Spanish music. It's like Spanish country music.
Yeah.
That's what I call it.
Yeah.
The banda shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's literally like Spanish country.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So like, I just listen and I pay attention, like the stories that they're trying to tell. And then like, I literally just pick up everything. Like, I don't miss a thing, whether it is whatever it is. Like, even if it's the most ugliest shit, I'll try to find like, why is this popping right now? Like,
because they go gangster, right?
Or why did it even go viral type shit? So it's just like, I pick it up and I'm just like, oh, cool. Like, all right. Like, cool. Like, I just know, you know, like, what
what's some of like the like contemporary, like new shit that you like that might people might not know?
Is the contemporary anything? New shit?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right, just the first person on top of my head, Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
Like that shit's tight. Like Migos, I don't bump it all the time. Yeah. Like you won't, I mean, I can't even tell you the last time that I went to go look for Migos, like to really like be like, yeah, like, but they have good songs, man. Like they have delivery. They like, even though they might not be in that realm,
yeah,
but it's like, hey, they're selling out. They're selling $200 tickets to people.
Yeah, it must be working somewhere, right?
Each.
Yeah, right?
It must be working somewhere. So, like you're talking about, you're set off one show with those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Like, real shit.
Like, you're set for life.
Yeah, dude.
Like, so it's like, that. It's good. Like, I listen to everything, bro. Like, I listen to everything.
Yeah, you know what? I recently, like, I was thinking about like this concept the other day. Like, you know how like there's people will say, like I've heard people say like, oh, you know, the only reason artist X is popular is because people are dumb. And that's such a like cop out. You know what I mean? It's so basic. Like that idea is just basic. Like, why would you think that? Like, you really think that just people are just dumb? Or is that music actually touching them?
Shout out to Conway. I'm going to use his ad lib. They mad.
Yeah, but I mean, it really is. It really does seem like, Eddie, are you looking at the bowl? Like, you want a bowl?
I'm sorry, Eddie. Look at Eddie. You know what? I've been such a hog this whole interview. I told you guys I was fucking a bowl.
You did. And then you smoked it. But yeah, dude, like, I was thinking about that and I was like, that's such a dumb thing to say. Like, when like you can't figure out a reason why you don't like it, or you're mad because other people like it, so you'll write it off as like those people are just dumb. Like, it doesn't, like, even make logical sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, obviously, those people are being touched by shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've seen like who are like any of like the littles, right? Like, I call them like the littles, like the younger kids, right? There's like 16-year-old kids making music right now,
yeah,
right? That are hot as fuck. They're on fire. Like, everybody goes to their, like, all these people go to their shows. And one of the things for me, and I think that more people, if they looked at it this way, they might not be so angry. Like, I'm not 16. So if I hear a 16-year-old, they might say something I can relate to, but most likely they can't. So I don't have an opinion on it. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. Like, I'm not 16. I feel like if I could relate to everything they were saying, something'd be wrong with me.
Should we have a class about how to deal with music emotions?
Yeah, maybe.
We should.
I think we should, dude. Because people, I feel like, they're
Noah
missing
James
out.
Could join us.
Noah James, dude, we just had an hour conversation.
I had a shout out to my boy Noah James real quick.
Yeah, dude. Me and him just had an hour conversation about that same topic. Because it's like, I feel like at a certain point, like, I like what I like, right? I don't have anything that I don't like, though. You know what I mean? Like, because I don't pay attention to it. If I'm not into it, I'm probably not listening to it, so I don't have an opinion on it.
Yeah, if you're mad, there's another reason.
There's always another reason, bro. But, you know what I mean?
But yeah, dude, that's why I drop love music. I drop playa music. I drop party music. I drop headphone music.
Right.
I'll drop whatever I
because you're
feel.
A person.
Because
that has like, different feelings than one.
Right. I'm just trying to be out rooted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's another me. Like, Ends Got Out of Roots was my mixtape name.
Right.
And Ends was like, okay, like you're gonna hit streaming services. You're gonna hit all over the world. Like, let's make sure everybody can remember your name and stuff. And I was just like, I felt like Ends was right.
If you still YouTube Ends Got Out of Roots,
you'll find
a bunch of shit. Yeah,
find a bunch of old
there's
shit.
Gems there.
It's cool, man, because like I just see other people's like journeys, mm-hmm, that are like doing like crazy, like stupid crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then I'll just look at my journey and I'm like, man, like like I'm living this life, like
you absolutely
like
are.
My own life,
yeah,
like my own life, and then other artists as well. Like that's why you can't, when you understand that, you can't knock an artist for their success.
Yeah,
like whether if it's, I don't give a fuck if it's Lil Pump, like
yeah,
like you, like whatever they, whatever it is, like whatever hustle they got into, like they got there,
right?
They
right,
got
right.
there,
and it's not like, easy,
and it's not, it's really not easy because at the end of the day, you're working,
right?
Like people think it's like fun, and it is fun,
yeah,
it is fun, but at the end of the day, like you're serving the entire world, you're an international artist, you're touring all over the world, you have to take care of yourself,
yeah,
man. Like
you're
like,
seeing everything, it's not all, everybody
it's not all,
says
it's not all games, like
yeah,
like it's not all cameras, like it's right. your health, your mind, like
yeah,
you know, so it's like that's I guess in short words, like we trying to be ready for a marathon,
right?
Like you know,
yeah, so absolutely. It's
like, so like we're just I'm focusing on music.
Yeah,
it's literally my main love and focus is music.
Yeah.
So these past 2 months or these past month, I released 2 songs. I'm releasing another one the beginning of the month.
Dope.
And expect a lot of releases before the year's over, and like just expect me to just be releasing consistently, because like I want to just like really I really just want to release everything that I've been wanting to release, and like I've had that.
Are you talking like albums, singles, like
what? As far as like singles for 2017,
yeah,
you know, you might like maybe an album, like,
yeah,
but as for now, like just like singles, and
for 2018,
like, for 2018 I'm talking about like maybe an album, probably,
yeah,
an
yeah.
album,
yeah, yeah. So you have an album this year?
This year, I'm going to be dropping singles, like a lot of singles.
It's 2018.
So wait, 2018, right?
Yeah, so 2019, you're dropping an album.
2019, yes. Yeah. 2019.
I was like, damn, you took us back in time.
Dog, I did,
you started
bad.
Fucking with my mind right now. I was like, oh shit, where
nah,
am I?
That was me.
You're going to give me anxiety.
That
dog.
Was me fucking with...
have I been sitting here for a year? I've been in my mind, trapped in my mind in Enz's living room for a year.
Yo, this that could be a sick intro to this.
You can have it. I'll send it over.
Yeah.
Yo, but so that's dope, man. Like, do you feel, you know,
2018,
what?
2018, all singles and just fire, like, and I just want to give it to you guys. Like,
that's so dope,
give
man.
It to you guys.
That's really dope, man. I feel like it's a. One of the things I've always enjoyed about your music is that you do put out albums, right? Like, I'm a fan of both. I for artist-wise, like, even, like, on the business side of things, like, I love artists to stay active, right? Like, I love that. I feel like it is the only way right now, and unfortunately, right? Like, it is. It's the only way. It is about energy right now. It is about putting out as much energy as possible, right? And it is a numbers game. As much as there's people that would like that to not be true, it is simply true. It is logic. There's numbers on this. You can't argue that.
Look at Pog.
Right. Right.
Four songs a day, five. Right.
That dude was a prophet. He knew.
Look at Currency.
Yeah.
Currency, a mixtape a month for a year straight.
Good God.
Like,
good God.
Damn. Like, it might not be like all like maybe like, but his fans eat it up.
Yeah.
And he's maintaining.
Yeah.
And he's like
maintaining,
doing it,
that's
doing
it.
And he's doing him, like, you know, so shout out to him too, man.
How do you now, like in this day and age of like streaming music and singles, how do you approach like an album? Like when you're like, I want to put an album together. Do you feel like that's a whole nother process? Like from putting out just singles? Because
yeah,
you've put out albums.
You
want to
be, you want to be cohesive. I've put out EPs and mixtapes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've really put out an official album yet.
Okay.
I've put out EPs.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe it should be 4 songs, but I still called it an EP.
Yeah.
Because I guess what I hear in my head, and it's coming out, like,
yeah,
like, you know, it's already coming out, like, and it's slowly coming out more and more, like what I want to like just like be good with, and like none of that is like my official album.
Wow.
So
you still don't feel like you've dropped like your album?
No.
Do you feel like that's coming?
Yeah, all day.
Like
it's coming.
Like soon?
Like soon. Like I'm working with like, shout out to my boy Fourth. Shout out to Nadraj. Shout out to Telly, Blank, You know, just shout out to the engineers and producers that I'm working with right now. And
yeah,
and like, just I'm working and it's coming. Like, I know it's what's needed.
Yeah.
And like, I've already gotten this request ever since like the OC Weekly mentions back in like 3-4 years ago.
I remember.
With like the best actor.
Yeah, best hip hop act.
See, like all that. Like, I never even put it on my bio. Like, I just kept working. I was like, you know.
I remember those times.
Like, I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm super like grateful and proud, but like, I know where it needs to go, you know? And
yeah.
Like, so it's just like, cool. Like, much love. Let's keep going, you know? Let's keep going. So
one of your strengths, I have always thought,
yeah,
and this has been like, again, man, it's a compliment to you by
Thank
all
you.
Means is like your ability to stay true to self, whether you feel you were wrong or right in retrospect, you still stayed true to yourself. And it's something that I tell like young artists all the time, like at a certain point, dog, like you need to be true to yourself unequivocally without thought of anything else, because
yeah,
at a certain point everyone will have this day, right? Everyone will have the day when they have to look back on their entire life. Everyone's going to be there at one point, and you're going to be the only person that you're talking to. It's not going to be like the person next to you, like, hey, how come this happened? Or how come? Nah, it's you, dog. Like, it's you. And you've always been able to, like, you've been true, bro, like to yourself from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like I'm still like looking at that, and it's something that I'm super interested in. It's why I still do the podcast, because I still feel like I'm still looking for that answer of like, damn, why do some people get this?
Smoke to that, bro.
And some people don't. You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird thing, like, because it is a blessing, right? Like, had you not had that part of your personality,
it's not all me, man. Like really, the good people around me, my family, like my mom, my brother, my cousins, my team.
But
like,
you chose to be around them, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, you're still making a conscious decision to like have these people in your life.
Yeah,
because you could fuck it all up. We all know people like that.
Yeah.
We all know people who are surrounded by nothing but great people, and they're like, fuck that. I want to just fuck my life up. That happens. It does happen. And for some reason, you decided, you know what? I'm going to look at the people around me and appreciate it, and I'm going to see where this can take me spiritually, mentally. I'm going to let it take me somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what it's doing.
And that's a brave thing, and I don't think it is – like that, I don't think it's that common. You know what I mean? Like, it isn't. We've done this long enough. It's not that common, bro. Like, we've done over 300 episodes, right?
Damn.
300 episodes. But if you look at the list of artists, there are a lot of artists that continue. They've been there the whole time. And for us, there's a reason behind that, because those people have that thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they have this thing that, and I don't know if it's, you know, I call it like a certain energy, but I know it's more complicated than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's layers to it.
It's like just real love.
Yeah.
Love for what you do.
Yes.
It's just love. Love.
Yeah, it's really. Love. It is love.
It's just love for the music, for the energy you get from it.
So much more than you thought. We've been working nonstop. They've been talking a lot. Don't have time to pay mine. Celebrate all the time. Sign myself, I'm alive. This is life every day. Didn't come overnight. Over fucking with nickels. Shorty right there a dime. She a 10, it's a fine. I pay dues, so it's fine. Wanna eat, so we dining. LA night, they ain't rhyming. Flavor, you know I got it. Life is full of surprises. She know that I do not pressure or stress on my address. It's GPS, saved in the cell phone. Whenever she thinking of killing, she let me know. Pick up on the regular, even she know that all I do is level up, focused on winning. Only way you'll get to it. You tryna cupcake, I'm just trying to get to this bread. Sorry I'm late. Gotta keep it G, paying dues and fees. Nothing is for free. Feeling like the Beatles did, just let it be. Team supreme, run a company. Hard to maintain, call it destiny. All who fake, rest in peace, rest in peace. I'm just trying to go to places I ain't never been to.
to work before the rent, stupid. Really came from nothing, I'm to something, making big moves. Life used to be hard, but now it's simple. I'm just trying to go to places I ain't never been, so gotta get to work before the rent, stupid. Really came from nothing, I'm to something, making big moves. Life used to be hard, but now it's simple.
Why must I be high? Is it cause it's cold outside? Is it cause it's hard to stay alive? Man, they trying to lock me up inside. Homie got years and he's doing mad time. Bed after bed and the sun don't shine. Wonder why I don't feel different from the other side. Think I must have missed some of the rules I abide. Need to pay your business, must have thanked and forgot now. Currently on lockdown, how many friends that I have that got lost now? No need to ask, I'm right in my compound. Pain from my dog has created his raw style. All of your egos ain't really that loud. I will never back down, back up that proud, that part. When they act hard, set start to a bad heart. Facts are pain, major crash course. Aiming at myself, changing the cycle, rearranging. Who the fuck?
Let's switch to this, man, because we've been getting real deep.
Yeah.
We've been getting real deep. This is dope.
Yeah.
But I want to know how you're doing, like, how are you doing, like, mentally? Like, have you...
Feeling better.
You feeling better?
Catching my groove.
Yeah.
Every day, like, is a new song. Like, I know that that's what it needs to happen.
Yeah.
So, like I'm just constantly on it and then, like, make sure I have my little routine, you know, like... For creatives out there, exercise, read books, like make sure you like stay on top of yourself so like you can come back fresh and like work, you know?
Yeah.
And like it's not all, it is all about work, but it's about you too. Like you gotta take care of yourself. So
do you physically write or do you write on your phone?
Both.
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 Just however you can get it in.
I like to freestyle. It's crazy because like I've been so caught up in like just like melodies and like making records right now.
Yeah.
But like freestyling is fun.
Yeah.
It's exercise for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exercise. Yeah.
Yeah. So you still actually physically write.
Sometimes I'll get the, like most of the time it's pad.
Uh-huh.
But then like if it's on the fly, like if I'm cooking a hook or if I'm like,
yeah,
like sometimes I'll freestyle a hook or else I'll just like write it down on my phone real quick and then I'll just like lay it down. So like sometimes I use my phone, sometimes I use my...
You know what? One of the things I wanted to ask you too is because people talk about, ask about it all the time. How's Dave Allen? Is he doing good?
Yeah, shout out to Dave, man. Dave is taking care of himself.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Like, is he? You know, was he gonna be like a preacher, like or something like that? Was that happening? Or I thought I saw something.
Man, I'm not. To be honest, man, like it's not like it's like a. It's like a subject that I don't really like.
Want to
go into because I'm not like 100% sure.
But yeah,
all
yeah.
I know is that like I love him and like the whole team does, and like we're still like feel the same. Like nothing ever changed, and we wish him the best.
Yeah,
like,
I love Dave,
and,
man.
And like yeah, like everybody loves Dave, and like we love him too. And like and he's definitely good. He's safe. Like he's doing something
good
for himself.
That's dope.
And for and what his purpose is like, and what he has always been is like he always cares for others too.
Right,
and,
right,
like,
right.
And like. And it didn't take a lot for you to notice that whether you knew where you talked to him or you heard one of his songs. You're at his show. So,
man.
So like we know like where like his heart's at and where our hearts are at. And dude, it's all love. Like it's crazy because I know for a fact, like the way like this uh-huh. is happening right yeah. now where he's brought up.
Yeah.
Like I know like he like thinks as well, like he might be thinking of like
that's
of
dope.
Like what we're doing. So like
shout out to Dave.
Yeah,
Allen,
shout out
man.
To Dave, man.
Love that dude.
Yeah, shout out to Dave and everybody else that has ever contributed to LGCL TV. Like like this has not been an easy journey, and for us to like, you know, like we all know what it's really about at the end of the day. So like it's all love, and we like thank you guys, like everybody, anybody that was in the crew and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
was like working with us, and who's currently is or who isn't. Like it's literally like we know the bigger picture, and we know what we're actually trying to do. So there's nothing else but love right there, you know.
So talk about the label a little bit, man. Like how for people from the outside when they look at the label, you know, you're obviously like one of the shining examples of the label's product. Like how does the label like man. What's on the label, who's shout on the to, label what's
shout
you know
to, shout out to Kev not yeah. cheesy
for, yeah
for putting up with my shit. Shout out to Forrest, shout out to my boy Adam, shout out to just the homies, you know, shout out to Iron Line Soap, my neighbor.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there in Santa Ana. And like we're just close with a lot of very talented, gifted, just really dope people, and like that's who we like surround ourselves with. And the camp's good, man. They're getting busier.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting busier. So there's time management that like we try to put. So like it's cool. Like it's like enjoying every single stage of the process. You
yeah.
know, at first you're not that busy, and then you start getting busy,
yeah.
and then you start like knowing what your priorities are, and then going from there.
Absolutely.
So it's crazy because like I'm just proud of all of them, you know, because at the end of the day, if somebody is like not like really liking my music on the low, and
yeah.
they're just like adding the whole team and not me, it's like I love that.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
it because like my whole team's like shining, like
that means something's working,
like the whole team's shining, like yeah. I have like these guys like shining for their gift,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
and it's like, and like what do we all represent? We all represent one thing, so
right.
like by all means
everyone's
like,
winning,
like by all means I need them to be recognized for their work too, like
yeah,
you know, because I already know that like it's always easier for the artist to get the first shine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like you get the peak of the sun, and then like
yeah,
everybody's like get the, you know, and like I also try to like make sure that even if like as the rapper is not all about that, it's all about like to keep everybody motivated and create the dopest shit you can create, and like it's like bigger than that.
Does the label have aspirations of like signing newer artists that you may not know yet? Is that something that ever would happen?
Yeah, definitely. But right now, like I said, we're just taking things slow. We're seeing where things can go.
Yeah.
So we're able to make more moves.
Yeah.
And like it's cool because just with what we have right now, we've been able to do some crazy, crazy things, and we want to be able to, you know, like do even crazier things. So we want to be sure of exactly like what we can bring to an artist for
that's
like
dope.
So we can develop that artist,
yeah.
and like
man, you guys have a lot to teach, you know what I mean, like you guys
yeah.
have gained so much experience over the years,
yeah,
you know what I mean. So what are you doing? Well, I mean, you said yourself like work is the priority right now for you, but what is like your getaway other than the gym? Because I see your
gym.
Instagram. I know you're on your gym game.
Gym game.
So what do you do when it is time to unplug? Like we talked a little bit before we were recording that sometimes you just
read.
Yeah.
Chill with my lady. Chill with my homies.
What's something you've read lately that you like?
Bro, like
or tell I something. Bounce. Tell somebody something.
Ooh.
They should read.
Y'all should read The Way of the Wizard. Shout out to my boy Chente Chi. I went to his house.
Yeah.
And his house is like a walking shroom trip. So you walk in there and he just lent me some keys to life.
Yeah.
As I walked out the door.
The Way of the Wizard.
The Way of the Wizard. I think it's Deepak
Chopra.
Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, yeah.
Chopra. And like he has a lot of other ones that are like crazy.
He's a G.
And Don Miguel Ruiz has The Four Agreements.
Oh yeah, that's very that's a very dope one.
I think Gadzooks
was just reading that.
I passed that down to my mom's in Spanish, and like she was just amazed, and I couldn't be like any more happier because like I know what it did for my life.
Yeah.
So like I know like my mom, like, you know, like parents, they're a bit like like they're not, they don't like to be updated.
Right, right,
sometimes
right.
They just like to stick to what their beliefs are.
We're just talking.
It's
about
like
that.
Mac computers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
they don't like them updates.
Yeah, they don't like the updates.
Yeah, so it's like we have to be that like
yeah.
You know. So I got my mom high too. I you know,
oh, you did?
I updated her.
Yeah, me too. I did too.
I updated her.
Nah, just this
but
year.
Like, but like, it, like at the same time, like it's not even like. Like that, like she needed it for pain, so like I tried to update her,
but it still does something to
away
me,
from
man.
Pills.
I seen my mom started smoking this year, and I mean it's undeniable the change, dude. I mean because as a smoker, you know.
Now I haven't gotten her to be a habitual, you know what I mean? Habitual smoker, but she. Yeah, she fucking ate
they
edible.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
She ate edible.
All they need is like, one. All they need is one.
I said it on there. She ate edible.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
yo,
yeah.
Okay, so books. What else? Chill with your girl. Chill with your fam.
Chill with my fam.
Yeah.
Just.
You watch and you don't
hiking,
watch TV.
Hiking. Yeah, Netflix.
What do you want? What's on Netflix that you like?
Man, you know what? Like sometimes it's a movie. Sometimes it's a really good series out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, like there's like a bunch of like random ones, and then like sometimes I'll just like watch the like the nature shit, like the planet.
Yeah, yo, I'll tell you a dope one.
I'll put it on mute. I'll put it on mute, and I'll just like hear beats.
I do that too. On Netflix, here's one for you. I'll give you a couple. You should check out Wild Country.
Wild
yeah,
Country.
Yeah, it is a fucking dope ass movie about like something that happened that were. It's one of those things that happened in the United States where you're like, how do I not know that some shit like this happened? Like it's basically a guru moves into like the Midwest into this small town, right?
Mm.
And they him and his followers begin to buy up this whole town, and this town is like super Republican, like. Hardcore, maybe a little racist. Definitely
of
there's
course.
Some racial tones in there, but the story just unravels in a way that
Wild
you would
Wild
never
West.
It's called Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a dope one you should check out. What else all can right. I give you on Netflix you should check out? Did you see the Cloverfield Paradox?
Nah.
Okay, Cloverfield.
How about a book?
A book.
Shoot a book.
Yeah, let me see. What is one that I just did? I just finished The Way of the Samurai.
Oh,
it's a fucking dope ass book. It's
The Way of the Wizard, The Way of the Samurai.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, you might both of those. Those are two dope bookends. You know what I mean? Like, it's a really dope thing about
samurais and
about
wizards.
Honor. You know what I mean? Like what honor actually is. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like it's really dope. Those are some
cool.
good ones. Yeah, I feel like that you should definitely be a public speaker at some point in your life. Like I feel like you could tell your story. It's an inspiring story.
I thought about it. And
yeah.
Like, I've done it. I've had a couple opportunities, thanks to some really cool individuals, to go speak to kids that were, like, near being locked up.
Wow.
They were, like, in a lockdown.
Yeah.
Like, a facility
yeah.
where they can't leave.
Oh, wow.
Without, you know, like, they're there because they have problems with depression or
oh,
they're
man.
Violent.
Yeah.
So, like, when I went out to Colorado, I got to speak to the kids out there near, like, I think it was, like, near Boulder, like, it was, like, near Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, near the school. Shout out to the homie Mike Word. He's the one that took me out there. He's an artist. I met him through Leomar Mendez, and he took us out there. And he took me to these kids, and, like, literally all these kids were, like, they were good kids. They just were lost.
Yeah.
They were lost in themselves, so... It was cool to do that and like just like be able to chill with them and talk about music. And then after that, this other time with the homie Jose.
Yeah.
He's out here in downtown Santa Ana. He's a very cool dude, like all about the community. And like he took me to Santa Ana High School kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like out there in like a Santa Ana school and like same thing. So like little things here and there. Like I've been.
Yeah, I definitely see it in your future, man. Like I definitely
yeah.
feel like it's. Like I said again, I
it's like I don't put a lot of all that out.
Yeah,
I literally put out a lot, like just music.
Yeah,
and that's what people like only see from me.
Yeah,
and like that's kind of like how I like to
in
keep
time.
It.
In time,
I like to keep it like that
because
like why say too much until you're ready? You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like I definitely feel like you'll be one of those dudes who's like I told Noah, like I'm like Noah, you're like a master motivator, right? Like you're a what is that? Oh, no, that's just a...
master motivator.
Yeah, like a master motivator, like somebody who can, for example, like you talked about, like, just the way you think, right? Like, the way you think is an inspiring thing, because even in as it seems like daily, like a daily thing for you, a daily practice for you, there are people who are stuck in a place that they can't find a way to get there. You know what I mean? And sometimes they need to see, like, examples, living examples. You know what I mean? Living, speaking, breathing examples.
It's just life shit, man.
Yeah.
Like I knew, I kind of felt how people can leave your life and then how life really, like, is. It's delicate, you know? Like,
it's very delicate.
So it's like I already know, like, shit is real out here. You know, so
yeah,
it was easy for me to just make that transition. Like, dude, snap out of it. Like, you're better than all that shit. Like,
yeah,
like you're gonna, you know, one of my goals is to be one of the greatest. Like, that did it. So, like, snap out of all that little shit.
Yeah,
like, think big shit.
Yeah,
you know. So it's like we like, you know, like. You're seeing your mom having cancer. You're seeing, like, people, like, your family, like just falling apart.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, you're seeing stuff like that. Like, you know, like, or your homie got shot, or your cousin out in Mexico got shot and killed. Like, you just know, like, you know, like...
It could be gone tomorrow.
In and out of jail, like, you're just literally a part of the system now. Like, they're not even giving you a choice. Like, they're...
Right.
Like, basically, your freedom is, like... They're just, like, messing with your freedom now. Like, it's just, like, that shit's sad, you know? Like, shit is sad, and people, like, really should think bigger and, like, just be, like, you know, like, you shouldn't, like, have someone mess with your freedom, because, like, really, we don't have that. So, it's dope. It's dope to, like, be able to, like, take care of the fam and, like...
Yeah.
Like, and snap out of it and think the way I do.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think it's awesome. I think that it's... I think your success is very well deserved, bro. Like, I feel like, again, like... We've known you now for four or five years.
It's crazy because all that shit that I was imagining when I was starting.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fucking this New York radio station, like Hot 97 and all these like or even LA, like, has a cool, like, Hip Hop DX or like this is our like thing that we're doing.
Right,
and,
right,
like,
right.
We might be strangers to, like, the bigger leagues, but at the same time, like, we are creating that within ourselves.
Absolutely.
and you guys are, like, right there, like, are gonna do something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Where like you guys are a stamp. You guys are a stamp in the circuit of hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, like, as like, for me, being trying to get ready for Sway in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Five beats.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the five fingers of Sway.
Five fingers of death.
Like, it's like, as a hip hop artist, like, you want to do that.
Yeah.
You want to go and say what's up to the people that paved the way before you and, like, be like, yo, like, I'm like, thank you for fucking with me.
Yeah.
Like, thank you for allowing me to take it further.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, again, like,
yeah,
know,
I mean, for us, it's always been super important to give a voice to something that we thought was important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because I saw that.
You know why? Because even Snoop said it. He said, like, the generation now was trained by the generation before.
Yeah.
He's like, and now, like, we don't know what to do with that shit. We don't know what to do with the problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and then he even admitted himself. He was like, yo, like, all that rap shit sounded sick as fuck, right? Like, but when shit hits the fan, like, it's not as cool as it sounded on the record, right?
Right.
Like, somebody really got shot. Somebody really got ran down on.
Yeah.
Something really happened.
It doesn't
that
look
was
like
real.
A song.
It's not the song that made your head bob, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I like that shit. It raised me. West Coast shit. Like, all that East Coast shit. Like, that rugged style, I'm going to go get you. Or the, you can't fuck with my clique.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, we're the hardest. Like, with style and, like, just sounding good. Look, like, just, like, looking great. Fucking doing, you know, like, all that shit raised me. Like, but at the same time, it's like, I'm trying to know where like it really is, like, now like you're woke to it, we're all woke to it, but we don't want to, like, shove it down people, so we just want to, like, be the examples.
Exactly.
Like, kind of, like,
exactly. And I feel like, you know, I love, this is why I love doing this, because I feel like I just heard somebody tell me yesterday, like they just heard a podcast we did with 60 East. Shout out to 60 East, where they said, "Yo, I was thinking one way until I heard your podcast," and that shit to me makes all of the podcasts worth it. You know what I mean? And I know people are listening to this right now. There's people listening to this right now, dog. Like, this is already the future. You know what I mean? Like, there's somebody jogging right now listening to this podcast or playing it in their car. And if they get woke to just one thing, like one fucking thing, like, it's life changing. Because I know it did that for me. You know what I mean? Hip hop did that for
like
me.
Like, everybody got woke, you know? But don't be like woke to the point where you segregate yourself.
Oh, my bad. No, go ahead.
Oh, you know, to the point where you segregate yourself.
Yeah.
Or segregate the culture. Like, it happens with everything. Like, you could be woke, but it's like, I feel like it's a sensitive subject.
It is.
It's a touchy subject. You know, you got to be woke, but at the same time, you can't be segregating.
No, like, no, not at all.
Like, segregating. Like
look, if you're segregating, you're not woke. You know what I mean?
That's like what I'm saying. It's like confusing because, like, you know, there's a lot of people that like that. I feel like just, man, like it's they, you know, it's a touchy thing. Everybody's feeling something and they feel like expressing it.
Yeah.
And like, I just know that fucking I'm gonna be held accountable for me.
Yeah, dude. Thank you so much, man, for being on the show again. I hope you come back when you start releasing even more music. We definitely want to play that shit. We want to put it out there. Tell people how to get in touch with you and the crew.
ENDZLGC for everything. That's ENDZ LGC. And if you want to check out the headquarters where you can find all our music, videos, and our clothing, it's www.lgcltv.com. And shout out to everybody.
There it is there, man. Thank you so much.
Numbers make me wanna wake up. In the streets, people scream. Quietly, what they're scared of. What they want me to believe. They just wanna segregate us, enslave us with the pay cuts. Gotta find a way to get the cake up, do it major. Cause they watch it from different angles. That boy ends being watched by angels. Could I die many occasions? I can read all your vibrations. Won't play the victim. I'm on a sick one. Motherfuck the system. Wanna get to no formula. Positive shit forming up. Matter of time till they catch on to it. Look, grown on all of it. Said it's about time. Adam Ford, the whole squad. Like we got promoted now. How to make our mamas proud. About to tell my LGC in Japan now. Album might be coming soon. Time bomb, time and now. Live tomorrow now. What I got to lie about. Plow. Peace to trust in Zeus. Signing now.
Wanna open up your eyes. Tryna wake up. Focus on the lies. Beat your makeup. Say it's high up in the sky. Get my cake up. Ooh, that's the way that it goes. Open up your eyes. Tryna wake up. Focus on the lies. Beat your makeup. Say it's high up in the sky. Get my cake up. Ooh, that's the way that it goes.
I wrote this on a Sunday. Skip the Sunday service. This is how I worship. I'm falling back and I need you to flourish. Fill me up with joy and give me courage. My papa told me listen to your old head. Told them they don't really, really know shit. Told me son you better give me no lip. Listen to the preacher, go and focus. Focus, how can they not notice what I see? I've been thinking, I've been floating. Grab the mic and told the father, hold this. Holy water in me, all I bleed. It's all united just to a piece of POTUS. The future coming now, people own it. If I ain't the one from the prophecy, then I'm just a messenger for G. Holy water in me, all I bleed. Holy water in me, all I bleed. If I ain't no one from the prophecy, then I'm just a messenger for G.
If you wanna open up your eyes, tryna wake up, focus on the lies. Beat your makeup, say it's high up in the sky. Get my cake up, ooh, that's the way that it goes. Open up your eyes.
All right, man, that was ENDZ.
Yes, what a great, you know, guy,
young man.
That, yeah, I mean,
he is, man. We've gotten to see Enz grow up like quite literally, mm-hmm. and yeah, he seems like he's in a really good place. I can't see anything but big things coming his mm-hmm. way. And shout out to his whole team over at Locally Grown Collective, man. One thing he talked about working out. Got to get on it, man.
Yeah, I got to get some working out, man.
I'm saying there's two people in this room who need to work out.
Where are they?
There's only two people in this room.
Oh.
So I'm just saying.
Are you trying to say me?
You could be one of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know if you had somebody else or in like the room that I can't see them.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh. Sometimes there is. Okay. Just yeah. not right now. But shout out to Enz. Make sure you go over to platformcollection.com. All his links will be there, like we said. And make sure you check out all the content over there. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting us over these last months, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Man, it's been really cool to see the community keep growing.
Staying together, lots of love for everybody, you know.
Yeah,
just everybody wanting to teach everybody, you know, good. And by example, too.
Exactly. And that's the big thing. Like, don't just talk about it. Be about it. We'll be back very soon with interviews from DJ FM. Megan Oki's coming up. We got a really dope sit down with Gail Rock from Cloak's fame. We also sat down with Hollow Visions.
Yes.
That's going to be really, really dope from East of the River. He's personally one of my favorite artists. I really like what Hollow is doing. I like what he brings to the game. And we got a long-awaited catch up with Self-Provoked,
yes,
which is really dope. And I have to say, probably the most honest and open Self-Provoked we've had on the show, man. He's got a lot on his mind. He gets a lot of things off of his mind, and it was really dope.
Definitely. So stay tuned, and
yeah,
it's coming, man.
Take us out of here, Eddie.
Don't flush the toilet. Oh no, you may now flush the toilet.
Dang it.
PlatformCollection.com.